Tuesday, May 2, 2012. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines. The South African National Roads Agency Limited remained silent on Tuesday over the ruling by the High Court in Pretoria, which brought the Gauteng e-tolling project to a halt. On Saturday, Judge Bill Prinsloo granted an urgent interdict to stop the protested tolling project, which would have come into effect on April 30th. SANRAL has not responded to the ruling to indicate whether it would appeal or dispute the decision. The interdict was brought by the Opposition to Urban Tolling Alliance. China and Russia are resisting a Western push for the UN Security Council to threaten Sudan and South Sudan with sanctions if the two countries fail to comply with demands to halt their escalating conflict, UN envoys said. The UN negotiations on Sudan and South Sudan, former civil war foes that split when the South seceded last year, follow weeks of border fighting that have raised fears Khartoum and Juba could launch an all-out war after failing to resolve a string of disputes over oil revenues and border demarcation. Delegates from the 15-nation Security Council met on Monday for several hours at the U.S. mission in New York to try to reach an agreement on amending a U.S.-drafted resolution on the two Sudans that council members hope to put to a vote later this week. Soldiers from Mali's ruling junta foiled a counter-coup bid by presidential guardsmen yesterday, overrunning their base in the capital and fending off their assaults on the airport and the state broadcaster. The clashes in the West African state came as a setback to early international efforts to restore constitutional order. France, Mali's former colonial ruler, said it was extremely concerned by the clashes and called for them to stop, while West African regional bloc ECOWAS said the fighting had delayed talks intended to guide its transition. Also making headlines, politicians are saddened by the death of former cabinet minister Sicelo Sicheka, and it's a two-horse race in the final stretch for the Egypt presidency. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.